Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, rancher Weston Merrill heads to the Montana Winter Fair. Weston's a rancher. That means his livelihood, to a large degree, is dictated by external forces, weather, disease, global commodity prices. The same goes for his inner self, his spirit.
Praying happens everywhere. In the pickup as I'm feeding cows, out when I'm fencing, I'll pray if I'm making a decision as to what seeds I should plant or when I should plant them or, you know, what pasture rotation I might do. Do I buy cattle? Do I do a share deal on cows?
For Weston, to ranch is divine.
I don't know how you could live off the land and not feel connected to a higher power. I mean, there's lots to be thankful for all the time, even when things aren't going right. And right now, that's one thing I pray for every day is the lease opportunity to help me grow and be able to support my family totally, you know, ranching.
Weston and his young family have moved back to the Fergus County ranch he grew up on. He supplements his ranch income with a seed sales job, which he likes, but he's ever watchful for opportunities to grow the ranch, leasing cows on shares, acquiring land, or developing the historical barn on the ranch into a special events venue. He also keeps tabs on industry trends. He did a leadership class through Montana Stock Growers. He's on the board of the Fergus County Livestock Association, and he shares his story with us. Weston's a lot like other young ranchers and farmers who in recent years have come to see themselves as advocates for agriculture.
I think it's important for all producers to learn about how to be a better advocate for agriculture. Because if agriculture doesn't tell their story, somebody else will, and it'll be somebody with a different agenda.
A growing number of them are reaching out to the public directly through social media. The idea is to counter marketing messages about what food is healthy and how it's produced.
If you don't tell your story, somebody else will. There's plenty of health groups and health fads and things out there that say, don't eat beef, don't do this, you know, it's terrible. Nobody has even come to see what exactly goes on, what's the truth.
These guys, farmers and ranchers, traditionally haven't been super open to sharing their daily activities. It's a pretty new concept for a lot of them. That's why how to advocate for agriculture is one of the top topics at any ag meeting you go to these days. Farm Bureau conventions, stock growers meetings, you name it. Weston's actually heading to one of these things this weekend at the Montana Winter Fair in Lewistown. He'll attend a talk by Iowa farmer and YouTube sensation Greg Peterson.
I work out. When I step to the bunk, yeah, this is what I see. All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it.
The Peterson Farm Brothers do farm-themed music video parodies. The YouTube videos, including the viral hit I'm Farming and I Grow It, a parody of the song I'm Sexy and I Know It, have been viewed by more than 45 million people and launched Peterson's side hustle, speaking publicly about the future of the ag industry. Peterson also uses social media to bust what he calls misconceptions about modern-day farming, extolling the virtues of millennial consumer bugaboos like biotechnology, pesticides, growth hormones, antibiotics, and mechanized farming. Weston's a little more measured.
You don't have to champion or to one-up or to be better than anybody else. Just be you. Tell them what you do. Know that you can get better and find some common ground. I'm glad that we get an opportunity here to kind of share what's real.
Next week, Weston gets the whole family working to set up the barn for spring calving.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.